This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin from today. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartruhari Mahtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on Wednesday, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both houses of parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju welcomes all the new elected members of Parliament to the 18th Lok Sabha set to begin today. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju assured his availability to assist the members. He further looked forward for coordination to run the House. Home Minister Amit Shah has directed India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission that efforts should be made to upgrade the forecast system of water level of rivers for better flood management. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi, he also reviewed long-term measures to formulate the comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. He directed that the IMD's alerts regarding lightning strike should be disseminated to the public through SMS, TV, FM, radio and other mediums. He emphasized on the need to integrate weather, rainfall and flood warning related apps developed by various departments. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with a zero casualty approach. The Home Minister asked the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipment used in flood forecast. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey will launch the fourth tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks today in New Delhi. The ministry said that the occasion will also include handing over of certificates of two notified private exploration agencies. He further said that to increase the efficiency in extraction of mineral resources and in its conversion into viable economic alloys and metals, sanctioned letters of grants will be handed over to startups and research and development institutes. Scheme for partial reimbursement of exploration expenses by exploration license holders is also scheduled to be announced. The ministry noted that critical minerals play a pivotal role for both economic development and mineral security of the country. In light of the same, Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act was amended in 2023, where the central government was conferred the power to grant mineral concession of 24 critical and strategic minerals. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met with his United Arab Emirates counterpart, Sheikh Abdul bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi yesterday. Sharing about the same in a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that productive and deep conversations took place on the ever-growing comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. He also appreciated the discussion and insights of his UAE counterpart on regional and global issues. The Economic Offence Unit, EOU, of Bihar Police yesterday said that the NEET UG examination paper was leaked by a professional interstate organized gang from Hazirabagh in Jharkhand. The EOU said 13 members of this organized gang have been arrested by SIT, which is investigating the case. The investigation agency said from the analysis, the CIT has found that the question which reached Patna before the date of entrance examination originally belonged to the examination center of Oasis School, Kalu Chowk in Mandai Road in Hazirabagh. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will play against Australia today in their Super 8 at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Gross Islet, St. Lucia at 8 p.m. Indian time. And in Euro Cup 2024, Germany and Switzerland faced off in a thrilling Group A match in Frankfurt. Niklas Füllkrug scored a deep stoppage time to rescue a 1-1 draw for Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.